This is another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD, a podcast about the passionate people who have a heart for students. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Bank and Trust. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. I'm your host, Jennifer Hines, and joining us today is the new principal at Three Lakes Middle School, Rachel Sherman. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your educational journey as a teacher and administrator for several years. What got you into teaching?
So my mom is actually a teacher, but I'm not one of those people that played school and wanted to be a teacher my whole life. I was a little bit challenging as a student in school. Yes. I like to talk. But I started working in my mom's classroom some and just fell in love with the kids. And so changed my college pathway to do that and started out teaching first grade in Tatum ISD.
And then where did you go from Tatum? Because you climbed to the administrative level fairly fast.
Yeah, I did. I had some great mentors and opportunities along the way. So I started my administrative career in Center ISD. I lived in Carthage, so I commuted there. And I started at middle school, actually, at Center Middle School.
Well, wonderful. And then you've also been with Tyler ISD. You were the former principal at Owens. So a lot of people that had kids there know you. And then now you're at Three Lakes, which is great because all of your Owens kiddos, you're now getting to see them at Three Lakes as well. Tell us a little bit about what your leadership style is like when it comes to kind of attacking the middle school years, because, oh gosh, middle school is tough. I mean, I was not a fan of middle school. So you've got your hands full for sure.
Yeah. So I think middle school, there's some misconceptions that they're just big kids, right? They still want to engage with you and talk to you and know about you. I think being a mother of four helps me with that. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, my husband coming over from middle school as well just helps me like relate to the kids. I think my favorite part about middle school so far is the extracurriculars. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really meaningful to the kids when we see them in the classrooms, but then they see us rooting them on at their games or, you know, stopping by theater and things like that. So I think middle school should be like elementary school with extracurriculars.
I love that. What about when it comes to your staff and your teachers? What kind of leadership style do you have with them?
So I really pride myself on being like a servant leader, that I tell them all the time they have the hardest job in the building and my job is to remove obstacles, provide resources, and really anything that hinders them from being successful. Just whatever they need, there's no ask too big or too small.
So as you're kind of going into this year and it's well underway, what have been some of your priorities, kind of like your first 100 days, so to speak, in this new role?
Yeah, I think just telling my story. They want to know who I am, what do I expect, what is my vision for moving Three Lakes forward. So just being visible out and about everywhere, taking one-on-one time with kids and parents and teachers at any opportunity and asking them, what do they love about Three Lakes? What do they for sure want to keep? What's important to them? And what are some things they would like to see up and coming?
And so have you been able to kind of really get in there and see kind of what some of the campus needs are and what direction you want to take the school? You put your own spin on it, of course.
Yeah, for sure. So I have utilized like my SILT team and just feedback that I've received and really let them help build that vision of where we want to take the school. But we're all on the same page that we want to be number one academically, athletically, in fine arts. And so, you know, just a high achiever mentality. And I think everyone's on board and excited to do that.
That's really exciting to hear. Now, what about your goals looking forward? We got the TA ratings back, and you're at a C, so some work to do on the academic side, and you've already started some things to get that back to that student mm-hmm. success.
So I think it's all about personalized learning, that every kid has their own unique needs and their unique talents. And so it's not one size fits all anymore. Kids are coming to us with various backgrounds. And so we have to differentiate what we're doing to meet each child's needs. And it's the same thing with our staff. Not all of our staff is at the same level. So we've got to model that by differentiating our professional development and things like that. So we're working on that as a campus. And then our goal is absolutely to move our campus forward to a B this year. I secretly wanted to be an A. My goal is an A in 1 year, but I know that's a big daunting task. But we're speaking the language. We're setting goals and checkpoints along the way. So we're excited for the progress that we're hoping to make this year.
Wonderful. And you've had some great hires for this school year, and you've had some great things going on your campus. Tell us some of the highlights so far that you've experienced being in Gator Country.
For sure. So lots of exciting things going on. Right now, our theater program is working on Annie Junior, the musical, with over 100 kids in middle school musical. Yeah. So that is awesome and speaks so highly of our theater teacher, Miss Shelton. We are recognizing Callie Maxwell as the Tyler ISD Secondary Student of the Month, as well as Miss Young as the Tyler ISD Secondary Teacher of the Month. You could see one of my teachers recently who did a room transformation into an operating room. She was featured on the front page of the Tyler paper on KLTV. So just utilizing all of our partnerships to really showcase the great things that are going on at Three Lakes.
Well, and what about some of the other things that you have coming up? What are you looking forward to? Kind of what's coming down the pipeline?
Yeah, so right now we are getting out there in athletics and competing in volleyball and football. Next month, we're really excited. Homecoming's coming up, the first homecoming for a lot of our Gators. So that's October 11th against Hubbard. And then also we're going to have Rock Your School on October 21st. That is put on by Get Your Teach On every year. So we're going to participate in that for the first time at Three Lakes. And it's just about a day of engagement, doing things outside the box to engage your students. So we're really excited about those things coming up.
Well, wonderful. Tell us, is there anything that you would like to share that we haven't covered with the community or parents or students that might be listening to this podcast?
Yeah, I think just that we have an open door policy. You know, we're not operating under COVID protocols like we have in the last few years and things like that. So come see how you can get involved. Join PTA. If you have a need, there's plenty of people on campus that want to hear it. We want you to be a part. We want all stakeholders engaged in what we're doing, because we know when we work with everyone and work together, that's when we're going to create the most successful student outcomes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. We appreciate you being on today's episode. And thank you for joining us. If you would like to get more district news, you can always sign up for our district newsletter. All you have to do is go to get.tylerisd.news. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Texas Bank and Trust. Subscribe to Talks with Tyler ISD on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Please share this episode with your friends and family.